This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, summer camp opportunities for lower-income families. But first, making your way through the family court system can be a difficult experience, and if you have to face the process on your own because you don't have the money to hire an attorney, it can be especially intimidating. There's a new program to help low-income individuals who must represent themselves in the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court. And here to tell us about the new Family Law Clinic are Judge John Seavey of the Domestic Relations Division of the Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas, Court Administrator for the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court, Lisa Garassi, and Managing Attorney with the Volunteer Lawyer Project, Ann Lucas. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So Ann, John, and Lisa, good to have you here this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
So John, when we talk about family law, what kind of legal issues are covered by family law and the domestic relations courts?
Well, I think we're talking primarily about divorce filings and dissolution filings. I don't want to get into a legal analysis of the difference there, but we're talking about a high volume of work. And for instance, during 2015, there was 2,327 new divorce and dissolution filings. And out of that 2,327, 682 were filed with poverty affidavits. And the relevance of that, I think, for our discussion today is that that's 30% of the filings that are made by low-income, self-represented individuals. So 30% is obviously a very, very big number and a large percentage of our business.
So you're saying close to a third of people have to go it on their own and may not have access to an attorney?
Well, that's exactly right, and the number may even be a little bit higher than that because there are people that do in fact file on their own without a poverty affidavit and have minimal resources. So it's probably actually a little higher number than 30% that would be served through this family law clinic.
Lisa, what kind of challenges for folks who have to try to go this on their own? How complicated is it? How difficult is it to actually navigate this system?
Well, obviously, we have to hold everybody to the standard of an attorney, but none of these people have training as an attorney. So they're unable to understand the legal ramifications of how they fill out their paperwork. So by opening up the clinic, we have attorneys there to explain the legal ramifications of how you fill out each of these documents and how that's going to reflect when they go into court. And it allows for different remedies they're going to ask for. So they don't really know how to ask for custody of their children or what it means to get custody of their children versus like shared parenting. So that's what the attorneys are doing by giving legal advice to people that cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts, how difficult is it for folks to navigate through this system on their own?
I agree with Lisa that it is very difficult. And for non-attorneys, even knowing where to file your paperwork, what happens after you file your paperwork, what does a scheduling conference mean, what does a final merits hearing mean, these are all parts of the process in a divorce that can be very confusing and daunting for an individual who is representing themselves through that process. So the Volunteer Lawyers Project at the Legal Aid Society very much appreciates the collaboration with the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court to provide this kind of assistance to low-income individuals.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Volunteer Lawyers Project, is that just Hamilton County or is that the surrounding area as well?
It is the surrounding area as well. The Volunteer Lawyers Project is affiliated with the Legal Aid Society, and the Legal Aid Society represents individuals, low-income individuals, in civil matters throughout the seven Southwest Ohio counties. So that's Brown, Butler, Claremont, Clinton, Hamilton, Highland, and Warren counties. And legal aid has been in existence since 1908. In 1982, Legal Aid and the Cincinnati Bar Association worked together to develop the Volunteer Lawyers Project to engage private attorneys in helping out legal aid clients. So we, as the Volunteer Lawyers, cover the seven Southwest counties, and we work together assisting individuals throughout.
And who qualifies as low income?
Yes. So the qualifications for low income are done through our legal aids intake, and it's also done through our staff at the family law clinic. And a low-income individual is generally around 200% of poverty, generally speaking, but there are different factors that go into making that qualification.
So, John, tell me how the idea for the family law clinic, how did that come about?
Well, our court has recognized for a very long time the need for legal representation. I can tell you personally, from a personal standpoint, I came on the bench in 2008 initially as a magistrate. And there have been countless numbers of times that I have listened to self-represented litigants who it becomes very obvious to me that they don't understand the legal terminology, or perhaps they simply fail to comprehend what it is that they're doing. And actually, it was back in, I guess it was less than a year ago, the decision was made by the court to establish a family law clinic work group. And that group was initially overseen by Judge Amy Searcy, who has been dedicated unestimable hours toward this effort. And the work group established a committee which was comprised of Lisa Garassi, our court administrator, as well as several people from Volunteer Lawyers Project and the Hamilton County Law Library, to establish ultimately what we have come to open today, or actually it was opened June the 16th, was our first day, whereby we offer these services to the low-income litigants that are self-represented. And it's been a need that has been long-standing, and I'm very proud of our court, as well as the Cincinnati Bar Association, the volunteer lawyers. We've got over 30 lawyers already signed up to volunteer their time and effort toward this, and I think a real shout-out needs to go to those volunteer lawyers.
So, and you're also saying the access to the Hamilton County Law Library is part of the services that the clinic offers?
Well, the Law Library has been very helpful in establishing the website that has – they actually have a tutorial that's available that was conducted by – I believe it was Lauren Morrison, mm-hmm. from the outreach librarian, who actually conducts a tutorial that helps individuals fill out the forms and the necessary documents and become more knowledgeable about the process.
What are some common types of cases that the law clinic can help with?
So recently we've been seeing people coming in who want to file a divorce, just an initial action. Other times it's people that have been served papers with for a divorce, so they want to file an answer. But often it's people who are in a dilemma post-divorce, an issue about custody or not receiving their child support, and they need us to assist them in filling out paperwork to get back in front of a court. So we assist them. We have some law students who are helping us and a volunteer. We'll assist them filling out paper, and then we allow them to meet with the attorneys on a limited basis to get some legal advice and information. And we refer them to other resources if they're not available for us because they're over income. So we've helped about 40 people since we've opened up, and we've utilized the services of about 14 attorneys. So it's really been a great interaction in the community, and I think all the responses we've received have been very favorable. I know Judge Seavey has some information on some of our survey results, which is really nice.
So, Judge, you went out and asked people, what do you think of the service? What kind of reaction did you get?
It's been overwhelmingly positive with regard to the feedback that we're getting. I mean, it's for instance, one of the, just to read you one of the responses, it says, this service was extremely helpful, and it has informed me to more knowledge on how to navigate my case. I like that one in particular because the language navigate my case really rings home to me because I have felt for a very long time that not just our court, but for that matter, any court is a very intimidating place to people who are not knowledgeable about the process. And we are limited at the court in terms of the staff because we cannot, we're precluded from giving legal advice. The staff it cannot instruct people on the law, and the clinic that we've just recently opened provides not just legal advice, but they've also they can define legal terminology and help people in a way that our court staff people are limited.
So, Anne, and I think we need to be clear on this, the clinic is not offering representation. It's just offering people help, correct?
That's correct. So the volunteer attorneys that staff the clinic give brief consultations to those who have legal questions. They do not follow through with representation. Sometimes the advice to an individual may be that you have a very complicated case and that you probably should seek an attorney's representation. There may be a pension or retirement or something that you would not want to go into court unrepresented. But at the clinic itself, the attorneys do not offer representation.
Okay. We will continue our conversation about the Family Law Clinic, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and joining us to discuss the new Family Law Clinic are Judge John Seavey of the Domestic Relations Division of the Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas, Court Administrator for the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court, Lisa Garassi, and Managing Attorney with the Volunteer Lawyer Project, Ann Lucas. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So if I understand the clinic correctly, this is only for cases that are they're passing through the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court, but then VLP itself could help outside of that, right?
That's correct. The Volunteer Lawyers Project has over 600 volunteer attorneys throughout the seven Southwest counties that I mentioned where we serve clients. And we provide representation in a given year for about 1,400 individuals. So we have very dedicated and hardworking volunteers who do great casework for many of our clients. And in addition, we have attorneys who staff the clinic as well in a more brief advice type way.
And you also would represent people in court as well. So
yes.
Okay. Lisa, what about the logistics of the Family Law Clinic itself? I mean, how exactly does it work?
Okay. Well, we're open every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1, every Thursday from 11 to 3. We're located at 800 Broadway on the second floor. A person just needs to show up and bring any paperwork that would be outlined on our website at www.hamiltoncounty.org/domestic and come in, and as long as they qualify, we have them complete an application, and after a brief few minutes talking with our receptionist, our gatekeeper, we then meet them up with either a law student or an attorney. And then we send them on their way, and we hope that they're able to fill out their paperwork and get their filings completed. If they don't meet the criteria for the clinic, we send them upstairs to the self-help clinic. Or, I'm sorry, the self-help center on our third floor, and they can utilize our computer center up there to complete all of their paperwork.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you would like to join the conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org. Now, prior to the Family Law Clinic opening, we've had the self-help center that's been functioning. Tell me about that.
So we repurposed some of our space on the third floor to set up 6 computer carrels that have printers attached, and there's guidebooks telling litigants what paperwork needs to be completed. They can go onto our website right there and complete the paperwork online, actually print a copy, and then make copies at our file room and take them to our docket office and at the clerk's office and have everything done right there, same floor within, you know, 300 feet of where they need to get all their work done.
So this is help getting your paperwork filed.
It's awesome.
Doing, the paperwork is immense, isn't it?
Well, it is. There's a lot of requirements when you're trying to terminate a marriage. It's funny. People walk up to our docket office and they say, hello, I'd like to get a divorce today. And we say, well, we're sorry it's not quite as easy. And I kind of liken that to a marriage license is quite easy to get, but a divorce decree is not quite as easy, so it takes a little bit more time. So that's why we've offered the self-help center and also the Family Law Clinic to help people.
And since it's opened, what kind of response has it gotten? What kind of reaction have people had to that?
We continually have people use it, and it's open as our hours 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. So there's always availability to use the center.
Mm-hmm. Now, the dispute resolution department, what's that about?
I'd like to defer that to Judge C.
Let John answer that one?
Yeah, okay. To explain.
Well, it's a number of services that are basically offered with the goal of preventing litigation. We are trying to have as many people as possible resolve their family issues absent a hotly contested hearing before a judge. And in order to do that, we have a number of mediation alternatives, as well as something that is referred to as early neutral evaluation, where an individual can go in and present their case to a magistrate and a social worker, and at the conclusion of that session, they will be presented with the what is a likely outcome if, in fact, they litigate those issues before the judge, and the end result of all this is that there is a very high percentage of settlements reached, and along with that is the elimination of a great deal of cost and in terms of financial cost, as well as a great deal of consternation on the part of the parties. So that subject in itself could go long further than the 30 minutes we have here today. It is a resource available to the individual that wants to reach settlement absent litigation.
Mm-hmm. And is dispute resolution sometimes a better route to go in these cases?
I think that it definitely can be. At Legal Aid, we have attorneys that handle family law matters, as well as the volunteer lawyers who handle family law matters. And my experience is that most attorneys do not want to end up in front of Judge C's CV on a custody battle. Because,
well, thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that comment.
Well, and I will. That's because it's so hard for the families, and it's so hard for the children. And if there's a way, particularly with the custody matters, but certainly as well with property or financial matters, to resolve that without having to have a trial where the worst of everything comes out, then it is beneficial. Certainly, there are some cases that end up and may need to go to trial. But in general, the dispute resolution program at the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court is a really great program. It's expanded. And I know that legal aid attorneys, as well as our volunteer lawyer attorneys, appreciate that program is in existence.
And as the word gets out about the Family Law Clinic, do you expect to see more and more people using it?
Oh, definitely. We are hoping to potentially hire somebody to coordinate all the activities there. It has kind of been my baby the last few months, and maybe I'll return to some of my other duties. But we think it's going to expand because, you know, the demand just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, we enjoy the work. But we're hopeful to hire a coordinator, and as the numbers keep going up, I think that that should be justified.
Judge, do you see the clinic expanding in the future?
I absolutely do. I think, you know, there's all kind of potential here to think outside the box, and you know, we could entertain the thought of somehow partnering with juvenile Hamilton County Juvenile Court to expand the horizon of the clinic to help people who are in the midst of juvenile court matters. Now, that's we're not staffed currently to do that, but certainly that would be within the realm of possibility. It is a work in progress, but the early results, the early voting, so to speak, has come back very, very positive, and it's a top priority of ours. We are investing all of our time and effort toward expanding and this clinic in order to give people more access to justice, and in order to have access to justice, I think access to legal information is a prerequisite, and for these people, the family law clinic provides that.
Are we likely to see more clinics like this popping up in other counties around the state?
I believe that we will. There are clinics of this type nationally as well as within Ohio, particularly in the larger metropolitan areas. But I do think that even in our southwest corner of the state, we could see more of these types of clinics pop up. And I would mention, too, in terms of, Lisa, you said the demand is there. At Legal Aid, we get about, well, last year we got 26,000 calls for assistance, and a large number of those are on family law matters. Unfortunately, Legal Aid can't represent every low-income individual who would like help. Some people who are interested to represent themselves can take advantage of this clinic. So we really welcome this opportunity to work collaboratively with the court to help more of our clients this way.
Well, Ann, John, and Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge John Seavey of the Domestic Relations Division of the Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas, Court Administrator for the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court, Lisa Garassi, and Managing Attorney with the Volunteer Lawyer Project, Ann Lucas. Coming up next, we'll take a look at programs that can help low-income kids with recreation and summer camp. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.